This is The Empire Strikes Back to Star Wars, isn't it? It's the dark middle part of the trilogy. Like Luke Skywalker losing his hand, you have young Titus with this scar down his face. And yes, Mervyn Peake, I can safely say, had a very strong influence on George Lucas. So there we go, Star Wars fans. This is one for you. Lots of action in this one. Very dark and very, very descriptive. We're mainly concentrating on the feel of Gormenghast. You really get a sense of place in this one, and extremely descriptive. You can visualize everything from the water, the lapping and the sunlight and the moonlight. And it's, yes, it's rather wonderful. When I come to read long passages of description, I think the most important thing is to enjoy it and to convey to the listener a real sense of place. And one does this by not so much reading a story out loud, as it were, but to really feel, get under the skin of the story. So sometimes one has to bring up the pace in order to keep it, because it's exciting. And when things are exciting, they move fast. And then things get dark and slow when they're, you know. And I think there's no conscious decision to do that. It's just in the writing. If you have long passages with no full stops, you know, that's a pretty clear indication from a reader's point of view that it's going to be paced up. You've got lots of separate sentences with full stops. It's a clear indication there's going to be some pause and some beats, which would indicate rhythm. And I, without wanting to get too technical about it, I think the most important thing is to just let the words flow through you and see how it comes out. There is a big difference, actually, between doing books with a lot of characters or chapters or pages with a lot of characters and chapters or pages or books which are mainly descriptive. And I think one of the main differences is that when you have lots and lots of characters, it ruins the flow and you have to stop yourself. You have to start editing yourself because you know a character's coming up. So you take a particular pause in order to find the voice, even if it's a split second. That nanosecond is a nanosecond too long for my liking, but it's something that the brain has to do in order to do the voice. And I often find that when there's lots of passages with lots of characters talking, I start making mistakes. Whereas when there's passages of description with nobody speaking, I can pretty much go through pages, I hope, without making an error, because you just get wrapped up in the whole excitement of it and the pace of it and the energy of it. Whereas as soon as characters come along, energy changes because each character has its own energy and its own voice. So that's when, not concentration slips, but that's certainly when mistakes can creep in.